感谢神的看顾，让我们平安的度过了一周。
Thank the Lord for His protection. We have passed through another week peacefully.
在进入安息日星期五的晚上我们能够来到神的圣殿敬拜神。
Entering into the Sabbath, we're able to come to the holy temple of God to worship Him.
愿神的恩惠、平安、喜乐充充满满的跟我们同在。
May the grace, peace, and joy of the Lord be abundantly with all of us.
今天晚上想要以路德记中的教训来做我们彼此的学习和勉励。
Tonight's topic of mutual encouragement is teachings in the book of Ruth.
我个人非常喜欢读路德记。
Personally, I really like to read the book of Ruth.
特别是在秋冬的季节。
Especially when it comes to autumn times.
因为读路德记会让人觉得非常的温馨，很温暖。
Because reading the book of Ruth really brings warmth to a person's heart.
虽然整卷书我们几乎找不到一个爱字。
Even though throughout the whole book, you cannot find the word love written in it.
只出现在一个地方。
Except for one place.
就是路德记的第四章十五节。
Which is Ruth chapter 4, verse 15.
那个下半句哈，因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的有这儿妇比有七个儿子还好。
15, and may he be your restorer of life and the nourisher of old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him.
只有这个地方让我们看到一个爱字，但整卷路德记我们处处处让我们感受到满满的爱。
Other than the place that we just read, that's the only place that has love written it. But everywhere else, you can feel abundance of love.
在三千多年前的士师时代。
About 3,000 years ago in the era of judges.
是以色列民族神的选民一段信仰低落道德败坏的黑暗时期。
It was a dark age where people's faith, people's moral is at low point.
然而我们在路德记里我们竟然能发现一线的曙光。
However, in the book of Ruth, we see a slimmer of light.
我们看到在犹大地有一座小城叫伯利恒。
In the land of Judah, there's a small city called Bethlehem.
有一群神的子民。
There live the chosen people of God.
他们表现的就像使徒保罗勉励我们现在信徒应该有的品性，就是在腓立比书的第二章。
They acted just as what Paul encouraged the believers at that time, recorded in Philippians.
腓立比书的二章十五节
Philippians
到十六节
chapter 2 verse 15 to 16.
十五节，使你们无可指摘，诚实无为，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。十六节，将生命的道表明出来。
Verse 15. that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. 16. Holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
在这弯曲悖谬的时代，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
That in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life.
这给我们处在末世的真教会的信徒很好的勉励。
So this is a great encouragement for us, the true church in the end time.
路德记一开始很悲情，很绝望。
In the beginning of Ruth, it's very sad, it's very hopeless.
结尾却充满喜乐，充满盼望。
But the end is filled with joy and filled with hope.
好，我们现在就一起进入路德记。
Let us read the book of Ruth.
我们请读第一章的第一节到第五节。
Let us read chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
一节，当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居。第二节，这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿尔米，他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基脸，多是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩押地，就住在那里。三节，后来拿尔米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。四节，这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻，一个名叫厄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约十年。第五节，马伦和基连两人也死了，剩下拿尔米，没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
Verse 1 to 5. Now it came to pass in the day when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraimites of Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so the woman survived their two sons and her husband.
这里让我们知道，路德记发生的时间是在士师时代。
You give us the timing of Ruth, which is in the time of Judges.
士师记的作者也士师记的结论是记载在士师记的21:25.
The book of Judges gave a conclusion to the era of Judges recorded in Judges chapter 21, verse 25.
我们一起来看士师记21:25.
Let us read Judges 21 verse 20, chapter 21 verse 25.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
个人任意而行，这句话更清楚地说，就是个人行自己眼中看为正的事。
So everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
这也是摩西在以色列民即将渡过约旦河之前特别告诫他们的话。
And this was the exact warning that Moses warned the people when they're about to enter into the land of Canaan.
我们请翻开《生命记》的第十二章第八节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 8.
十二章第八节，我们今日在这里所行的，是个人行自己眼中看为正的事，你们将来不可这样行。
Verse 8, you shall not at all do as we are doing here today, every man doing what is right in his own eyes.
另外，当时以色列百姓受当地异族文化的影响。
And that at the time, the people of Israel, they were influenced by the local Gentiles.
就随从他们去敬拜他们的偶像假神。
They follow them to worship idols and false gods.
没有专一跟从神。
They did not wholeheartedly worship God.
不遵循神的话。
They did not abide by the commands of God.
其实以色列民有王。
Actually, there is a king for the Israelites.
就是带领他们出埃及。过约旦河创造天地万物的真神。
It is the true God who led them out of Egypt to cross the Red Sea, the God who created heaven and earth.
我们请看撒母耳记上第十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
第十二章十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
撒母耳记上十二章十二节。
First Samuel chapter 12, verse 12.
你们见亚扪人的王拿辖来攻击你们，就对我说：“我们定要一个王治理我们。”其实耶和华神你们的神是你们的王。
So, and when you saw that Nahash, king of the Ammonites, came against you, you said to me, "No, but a king shall reign over us."When the Lord your God was your king.
这是士师记最士师时代最后一位祭司撒母耳先知很直白的告诉那一些一心想要学这个外邦人立王的以色列百姓所说的话。
This is the last priest of the era of judges.Prophet Samuel, what he has spoken to them when they had asked for a king.
我们再翻回来这路德记。
Let us return to the book of Ruth.
伯利恒，它的意思是粮食之家。
The place Bethlehem, the name means the house of bread.
粮食之家竟然发生饥荒。
That there is a famine in the house of bread.
其实这是神给他们的提醒。
In fact, this is a reminder from God.
我们请看这个生命记。
We can go to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
第十一章的十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 11.
你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地。十二节。
12.
是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。13节
13.
你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他。14节
14.
他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷新酒和油。15节
15.
也必使你吃得饱足，并使田野为你的牲畜长草。请读
Verse 11 to 15. Verse 11, But the land which you cross over to possess is the land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven, 12, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year, 13. And it shall be that if you will earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, 14, then I will give you the rain for your land, and in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil, 15, and I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, and you may eat and be filled.
16节，你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神。17节，耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就是天必塞不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在耶和华所赐给你们的美地上速速灭亡。
16. Take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. 17. Let the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heaven, so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you.
我们再看过来26节。
Let's read verse 26.
看啊，我今日将祝福与咒诅的话都陈明在你们面前。27节。
27.
你们若听从耶和华你们神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你们的，就必蒙福。28节。
28.
你们若不听从耶和华你们神的诫命，偏离我今日所吩咐你们的道，去侍奉你们素来所不认识的别神，就必受祸。
26-28 Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. 28. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today, to go after other gods, which you have not known. 29. Then it shall be, when the Lord your God has passed through your land which you are about to possess, that you shall put the... Sorry. 28.
所以发生饥荒，真正的原因是以色列民不听神的话。
So the real reason why they experience famine is they disobey the commandments, the word of God.
我们继续再回到路德记。
Let us return to Ruth.
第一章的第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
我们看到这家的男主人叫以利米勒。
We see the master of the house is called Elimelech.
他名字的意思就是神是我的王。
The meaning of his name means that God is my king.
显然他的父母亲希望他一生与神为王。
And obviously it is his parents' wish that he will have God as his king all his life.
但他遇到饥荒，没有寻求神的心意，就按着他认为正确的方式带领全家到一个神所不喜悦的地方，摩押地去避难。
Yet when they faced famine, he did not seek the will of God. Rather, he took his whole family to the land of Moab to escape the famine.
为什么摩押地是神所不喜悦的地方呢？
And that this is a place that God resents. Why is it?
我们再翻开《生命记》。
Let's go back to Deuteronomy.
生命记的23章。
Deuteronomy chapter 23.
第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
三节，亚门人或是摩押人不可入耶和华的会，他们的子孙虽过时代， 也永不可入耶和华的会。四节，因为你们出埃及的时候，他们没有拿食物和水在路上迎接你们，又因他们雇了米索波大米的比多人比尔的儿子巴兰来咒诅你们。
Verse 3-4. And Ammonites or Moabites shall not enter the assembly of the Lord, even to the tenth generation. None of his descendants shall enter the assembly of the Lord forever. For because they did not meet you with bread and water on the road when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you.
我们再看过来第六节。
Let's also read verse 6.
你一生一世永不可求他们的平安和他们的利益。
6. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever.
这个家庭原本他们的计划是寄居。
Originally, they only intended to dwell there temporarily.
就是暂时的居住。
That they just take refuge there for a while.
后来他们却住在那里。
But afterwards, they ended up living there.
接下来就想落地生根了。
They actually thought of rooting and staying there.
因为两个儿子结婚娶了当地的摩押女子。
Because the two sons married the Moabites in the land.
这一住就十年。
And when they dwell there, they actually stay there for 10 years.
这让我们想到另一个间接的例子。
And this gave us another warning or reminder.
就是罗德。
That is Lot.
我们请看创世纪的第十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
第十三章的第十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 12.
亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑。渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。十三节，索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
12 and 13. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. 13. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord.
这里我们看到罗德。是渐渐挪移帐篷，最后直到索多玛。
See that Lot gradually moved his tent closer and closer and ended up in the city of Sodom.
这是罗德失败的原因。
And this is the failure, the reason of his failure.
另一个正面的例子。
But if we look for a positive example,
就是以撒。
That is Isaac.
记载在这个创世纪26章1-13节。
In Genesis 26, verse 1-13.
以撒他也遇到饥荒。
Isaac also met up with famine.
他也想下埃及。
He also thought of moving down to Egypt.
但以撒听神的话没有下埃及。
But Isaac obeyed the voice of God and did not move down to Egypt.
结果神赐福给他让他有百倍的收成。
And as a result, God blessed him and gave him hundredfold of harvest.
以利米勒做这个违背神命令的决定结果遭遇比饥荒更不好的结果。
Elimelech made a decision that is really against the will of God, so his end result is far worse than experiencing the famine.
相信这是他们始料未及的事。
And this is very out of their expectation.
他自己先死了。
He himself died.
后来两个儿子也死了。
And later on, his two sons also died.
只留下三个寡妇。
And they ended up have with three widows.
啊，第五节说，拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
And so Naomi ended up without husband nor sons.
啊，这在当时的农业社会，一个女人失去了丈夫，失去了儿子，等于失去依靠，失去盼望。
And for a woman in the agricultural society, not having any men, without the husband or the sons, she really has no reliance, no hope.
啊，这即使是啊，发生在我们当今的社会。
Even if this happened in our modern society,
啊，女人哦，还有工作机会和谋生能力。
For a woman, they still will have a way to make a living.
还有啊，政府的社会救济。
There's even assistance, from the government.
多可能啊，使人患严重的忧郁症，或者是去自杀。
Even if this happened in the modern society, it will make someone really depressed or wanted to end their own life.
啊，何况是当时的社会环境。
But it will be even worse at that time.
啊，看到这里啊，我们真会替这个陷入生活绝境的拿俄米忧心。
So when we read up to this point, we will feel very concerned. For Naomi, who's coming to a very difficult situation.
他走得下去吗?
Will she be able to move on?
啊，我们先来看他后来的结局。
Let us read into her end results.
啊，我们先翻回来，我们再翻回来啊，路德记。
Let's read the book of Ruth.
路德记的第四章
Ruth chapter 4
13节
verse 13。
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房，耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。14节
14。
妇人对拿俄米说，耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至亲的亲属，愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。15节
15.
他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的。有这儿妇比有七个儿子还好。16节
16.
拿米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。17节
17.
邻舍的妇人说，拿俄米得孩子的，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
Verse 13 to 17. 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went in to her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. 14.Then the woman said to Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel. 15. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him. 16. Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her bosom and became a nurse to him. 17. Also the neighborwoman gave him a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi, and they call his name Obed. He is father of Jesse, the father of David.
啊，这真是啊，奇异恩典。
This is really the amazing grace.
啊，为什么会有这么180度的大翻转呢？
How is it that there's such a 180 degrees turning point?
啊，我们啊，请翻回来《路德记》的第一章第六节。
Let's read Ruth chapter 1 verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他就与两个儿妇起身要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Verse 6, then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread.
啊，拿阿米因为听见耶和华神眷顾自己的百姓。
Naomi had heard that the Lord is looking after his people.
啊，赐粮食给他们。
That he gave them bread.
他就与两个儿妇起身啊，要从摩亚地归回。
And she decided to return with the daughter-in-law to go back.
啊，拿米就像主耶稣在路加福音第十五章十一到三十二节浪子比喻中的小儿子一样。
Naomi was like the parable spoken by Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, the prodigal son, the young son who returned.
啊，知道要回转，不能硬心。
She knew to return and not to be hard-hearted.
啊，这也是出于神的怜悯。
This is really out of the mercy of God.
我们请看这个箴言书的第二十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29.
箴言书二十九章第一节。
Proverbs 29, verse 1.
人屡次受责罚，仍然应着景象，他必顷刻败坏，无法可治。
29, verse 1. He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed.And that without remedy.
我们看到拿阿米没有继续的硬心。
See that Naomi was not hard-hardened.
我们再翻到以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十二章
Isaiah 42
四十二章第三节
42 verse 3
威廉你请读
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 3 A bruised reed he will not break and smoking flax he will not quench.He will bring forth justice for truth.
啊，这是天父的心，神眷佑他的儿女。
This is the heart of the Heavenly Father that He will have mercy over His children.
啊，我们在参考诗篇二十三篇。
Let's also read Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇第三节
Psalm 23 verse
3他使我的灵魂苏醒为自己的名引导我走义路
3 He restores my soul He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake
啊，就从路德记的第一章第六节开始一直到最后路德记的四章二十二节，大卫王名字的出现。
So starting from chapter 1, verse 6, all the way to the end of the book of Ruth, to the time that the name King David appeared.
我们发现是神慈爱的手一步一步的引领。
We can see that it is the merciful hand of God.Guiding them step by step.
在路德记的一章二十二节。
In Ruth chapter 1 verse 22.
正是动手割大麦的时候。
When they returned to Bethlehem, it was the beginning of barley harvest.
二章第三节。
Chapter 2 verse 3.
他恰巧到了 啊，以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田地。
It says that and she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech.
第四节
Verse 4.
波阿斯正从伯利恒来。
Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem.
四章第一节
Chapter 4, verse 1.
波阿斯到的城门，坐在那里，恰巧波阿斯所说的那至亲的亲属经过。
Verse 1, now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the close relatives of whom Boaz had spoken came by.
啊，中文圣经的翻译是比较清楚生动。
The Chinese translation is very close, very lively.
啊，英文版可能比较啊没有那么清楚啊。
The English version might not describe such a happening as well.
啊，未信主的人可能认为啊，这是恰巧。
For those who had not believed in the Lord might believe that these are multiple accidents.
但我们信主人知道，这是出于神慈爱的手。
But for those who believe, we know that this is the merciful hand of God.
啊，读路德记最让人感到舒适与愉悦的是。
And the most pleasant thing when you read from the book of Ruth,
会让我们感受到啊满满的爱和人和人之间友善亲切感。
That you will feel plenty of love and closeness between people.
我们看路德记的二章第四节。
We can read from Ruth chapter 2 verse
4. 波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说，愿耶和华神与你们同在。他们回答说，愿耶和华赐福于你。
To now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reaper, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless you.
啊，这里让我们看到啊，波阿斯虽然他是大财主，啊，是个大老板。
See that Boaz as the rich big boss who came.
啊，但他会主动的问候他的员工。
Yeah, he will proactively greet his workers.
啊，我们也看到他的员工跟他有很好的这个互动回应。
We also see the workers have a very good interaction with him.
啊，他们祝福他的老板。
They bless their boss.
啊，我们虽然到教会来啊，我们主要的是敬拜神。
Even though we came to the church, our main purpose is to worship God.
啊，但如果我们弟兄姐妹大大小小老老少少啊，见到面的时候多会互相的问候啊，关心。
If we face and meet with each other, we will greet each other.
啊，相信我们大家也会觉得啊很温暖啊，教会像个大家庭。
If we care for each other, we will feel that the church is a big family. We feel a lot of warmth in the church.
好，我们再看第二章的十五节。
Let's also read chapter 2, verse 15.
他起来又拾取麦穗。波阿斯吩咐仆人说，他就是在捆中拾取麦穗，也可以容他，不可羞辱他。这个他就是路德啊，十六节，并要从捆里抽出些来，留在地上，任他拾取，不可斥喝他。
You see, now when she rose up to glean, Boaz commanded this young man, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her." 16, and let the grain from the bundles fall purposely for her, leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her.
十六节说波阿斯吩咐这个仆人从捆里抽出些来留在地上，任路德拾取。
Boaz especially instructed his workers to even leave some grain from the bundles purposely for her so that she may glean it.
啊，这里让我们看到波阿斯的爱心和细心。
Here we see how Boaz is very loving and very caring.
啊，当我们啊出于爱心帮助人的时候，我们也要顾及他们的自尊心。
As we offer our love to help others, we should also be mindful of the dignities of other people.
啊，让受帮助的人没有压力，有尊严。
So that those who receive help will still feel dignified.
啊，但最令人感动的是拿俄米和路德这对婆媳之间的爱。
But what's most moving and touching is the love between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, Naomi and Ruth.
哦，我们看到拿俄米和两位儿媳妇之间的感情，啊，可能甚至比一些有血缘关系的母女之情还好。
We see the strength of the relationship between Naomi and Ruth is even sometimes stronger than blood-related daughter and mother.
啊，拿俄米称两位儿媳妇为啊女儿们。
Naomi addressed the two daughter-in-law as my daughters.
啊，她没有看清两个儿媳妇是摩押人。啊，非犹太人。
She did not look lightly upon the Moabite daughter-in-laws.
啊，犹太人他们自认是神的选民，他们是很有优越感的。
The Jewish people will think that they are the chosen people of God. They have this superiority complex.
所以他们非常瞧不起啊非犹太人。
They will look down on the non-Jews.
拿米也没有把两个儿子的死怪罪他们。
Naomi also did not blame the death of his two sons on the two daughter-in-laws.
啊，反而感谢他们。
But rather she thanked them.
啊，我们请看第一章的第八节。
3:8 of chapter 1.
拿米对两个儿妇说：“你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华。”恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样。
See, and Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me."
啊，拿俄米失去丈夫，啊，接下来又失去两个儿子。
Naomi had lost her husband and later on her two sons.
啊，其实她是啊最愁苦、最可怜的人。
She is the most pitiable, is the most sad.
她年纪也大了。
She is also of old age.
将来靠谁呢？
Who will she rely on?
但她没有为自己着想，反而替两位儿媳妇着想。
But she did not only care for herself, but rather care for the two daughter-in-laws.
我们看一章的十三节。
3:1:13.
你们岂能等着他们长大呢？你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们啊，不要这样。我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。
13. Would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourself from having husband? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much.For your sake, that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me.
啊，拿俄米对两个儿啊两个儿媳妇是出于真爱。
Indeed, Naomi had true love for the two daughter-in-laws.
因为哥林多前书十三章第五节说，爱是不求自己的益处。
And for 1 Corinthians says, love does not see one's own benefits.
啊，两位儿媳妇。他们也感受到婆婆真的爱他们。
The two daughter-in-laws really feels the love that the mother-in-law had for them.
所以，当拿俄米叫他们离开他，啊，去追求自己的幸福的时候，两个儿妇啊，都 放声而哭，舍不得离开拿尔米。
When they heard the convincing of the mother-in-law to leave her, they wept bitterly and did not want to leave.
在拿尔米一再催促之下，另一位儿妇和他亲嘴而别。
After more convincing, one of them departed and said goodbye.
我想我们没有一个人敢苛责他。
And I believe no one will blame her.
换作是我们，我们会如何选择呢？
If we were in her shoes, what would we choose?
我们看路德记的第一章十四节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 14.
只是路德舍不得拿尔米。
But Ruth clung to her.
这里我们看到路德他没有受到另一位儿妇的影响。
Here we see that Ruth was not affected by the decision of the other daughter-in-law.
她选择留下。
She decided to stay.
因为她舍不得她的婆婆拿尔米。
Because she did not want to depart.
我们相信她知道选择留下来他将面对许多的困难和挑战。
And we believe that she understood the consequence and the challenge of her deciding to stay.
也知道他的责任将会更重，因为没有人可以跟他分摊。
And she will understand that she had to bear a greater responsibility because there's nobody else.
路德很坚定地向拿尔米表示。
And Ruth very firmly expressed her view.
这是一段很感人的誓言。
And this is a very touching promise, an oath that she made.
我们请看第一章的十六节、十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
十六节。路德说，不要催我回去跟随你，你往哪里去，我也往哪里 那里去。你在那里哪里住宿，我也在那里哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。十七节。
17。
你在哪里死，我也在那里死，也站在那里，除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华神重重的降华于我。
16. Baru said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. 17. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.
这里我们看到最后路德是以耶和华真神的名来夸重誓，表明他不离不弃的决心。
And here we see that Ruth made an oath under the name of the Lord, to express that she will not depart.
路德这个决定改变了他自己的命运。
And this decision made by Ruth, changed her destiny.
他解开了律法对摩押人不可入耶和华会的约束。
And she resolved the restraints of the law that says that Moabites cannot enter into the assembly of God.
他进入了神的国。
She entered into the kingdom of God.
也影响以色列国的历史。
And her appearance also changed the history of the Israelite nation.
因为她是大卫王的曾祖母。
Because she is the great-grandmother of King David.
也影响人类的历史。
And her appearance also changed the history of mankind.
她被列在主耶稣基督的家谱中。
She was among the genealogy of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们请看马太福音的第一章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 1.
第一章第五节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 5.
撒门从拉合氏生波阿斯，啊，波阿斯从路德氏生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西。
Verse 5, Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab, Boaz begot Obed by Ruth, Obed begot Jesse.
16节
16.
雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
16. Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
是什么样的因素让路德勇敢坚定地做出这样的决定呢？
What were the factor that caused Ruth to make this decision so courageously?
她定义要跟随婆婆离开自己的家乡摩押地，走向一个她完全陌生的犹大地伯利恒。
She had determined to followthe mother-in-law to depart from his own country to go to a foreign land, to the land of Judah.
而且愿意相信婆婆的神成为她自己的神。
And she's willing to believe in the God of his mother-in-law to be her own God.
我想除了路德是一个贤德的女子之外，我们请看这个这是波阿斯对她的称赞。我们看路德记的第三章。
And part of reason is that she is a very wise woman.
第三章的十节十一节。
Let us look into how Boaz addressed her. Ruth chapter 3 verse 10 to 11.
波阿斯说，女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前的更大，因为少年人无论贫富你多没有跟从。十一节，女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的我必照着行，我本城的人多知道你是个贤德的女子。
Verse 10 to 11, Then he said, Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, in that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich. 11. And now, my daughter, do not fear, I will do for you all that you request, for all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman.
第二个原因。
And the second reason,
相信她从拿俄米身上她看到婆婆的好。
From the mother-in-law, she saw her goodness.
感受到婆婆的爱。
She experienced the love of the mother-in-law.
和婆婆对神的信心。
And the faith of the mother-in-law towards God.
我们请翻到彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第三章。
Chapter 3.
一到二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
第一节。你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。第二节，这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。
Verse 1 and 2. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husband, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wife, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
这里是彼得长老他与信主的妻子如何带领未信主的丈夫做例子。
Here Elder Peter gave example for the believing wives to lead their unbelieving husbands.
相信这个原则也可以作为带领未信主家人的指导原则。
I believe this is a guiding principle for us guide those unbelieving family members.
当然这不容易。
And of course this is not easy.
这需要时间和耐性。
This requires our time and patience.
还要再加上不灰心的祷告，求神带领。
And a continuous prayer and asking for the guidance of God.
但首先我们必须要有好的德性的表现。
But foremost, we ourselves need to have a good behavior.
就像拿阿米和路德之间的相处一样。
As we can see from the interaction between Naomi and Ruth.
第三点。
And the third point.
是出于神的拣选。
This is out of the choosing of God.
两个儿媳妇都很爱拿阿米。
Both daughter-in-law loved Naomi.
但只有路德坚定地留下来。
Only Ruth had determined to stay.
相信这是神的动工。
And I believe this is the work of God.
我们请看以弗所书的第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的二章第八节第九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。第九节，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, nor of works, lest anyone should boast.
好，我们再看过来，以弗所书的第三章十六、十七节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
十六节，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。十七节，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
16. That he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
此外，拿阿米最值得学习的地方就是他能够勇敢地面对过去的错误。
And other lessons that we can learn is Naomi is able to face her wrongdoings from before.
谦卑顺服，接受神对她的管教。
She was humble and submissive, accepting the chastisement from God.
但她心中没有苦毒。
But in her heart there were no bitterness.
因为他尊称神为全能者。
He called God the Almighty.
并且求神要施恩赐平安给他的两个儿媳妇。
And she prayed and asked for peace from God towards the two daughter-in-law.
这我们可以从一章八到九节看出。
You can see that from chapter 1 verse 8 to 9.
他没有失去对神的信心。
She did not lose faith towards God.
当他听到神眷顾自己的百姓，他就起身归回。
When she learned that God visited his people, she got up and returned.
相信这也是吸引路德相信婆婆的神的原因之一。
And I believe that's one of the reasons that attracted Ruth to believe in the God.
路德记不单是爱的故事。
The Book of Ruth is not only the story of love,
也隐含救赎的真理和福音的奥秘。
It also has the truth of salvation and the mystery of gospel hidden in it.
路德预表外邦蒙恩的信徒。
Ruth represented the Gentile believers.
基督的信的心腹特别是我们指末世的我们真教会。
The bride of Christ, the end time true church.
以利米勒一家预表以色列选民。
Elimelech, the family represented the chosen people of Israelites.
大财主又有仁义的波阿斯预表主耶稣基督。
The righteous, wealthy, Boaz represented Lord Jesus.
拿阿米引导帮助路德和波阿斯的结合。
And Naomi took her part to unite Ruth and Boaz.
啊，就像圣灵的角色，帮助我们认识神。
She represented the work of the Holy Spirit, helping us to come to know God.
啊，我们请唱诗436首。
Let us sing hymn 436.